motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm hopping with the D.
Hello and welcome to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Brown, and it is September the 19th. It is a Friday, y'all, and this is a very special podcast. I know things have been crazy lately with everything going on with the NFL. Now Jameis Winston is out there acting a fool again. There's so much negativity surrounding sports right now. I want to do something hilariously entertaining and something really, really positive for me. I hope it will be positive for you too, just to kind of get some to shine some light on this darkness that we've been covered in as far as the NFL goes. A comeback happened. And no one is talking about it because of the NFL apparently blanket-to-blanket coverage on every sports network, even on CNN and MSNBC. I don't even watch Fox, so I don't know what the hell they're doing. The greatest comeback in the history. I'm gonna call it the greatest comeback in the history of history's history has happened. Okay, this will be the greatest comeback until Jesus comes back. Don't hold your breath waiting on that, though. Anyway, you are wondering what I'm talking about. You are wondering what I am about to blow your mind with. We all believe in this country that everybody has a chance to rebuild their image. We in this country believe that if you fall down, this is the place to get back up. It works for everyone. Michael Vick rehabilitated. We love the resurgence angle on every story in this country. We love it when a person can pull themselves up from the bottom and get back to the top. We are now in the midst of the greatest comeback ever. I am talking about LeBron James' hairline, y'all. LeBron's hairline is back. Now, recently, when he revealed the LeBron 12s, yes, there have been 12 LeBron shoes. The reason why you don't know how many LeBron shoes there have been, because they're $200 and no one's doing that. I shall continue. The LeBron shoe signing brought something to the forefront that no one even noticed. His hairline had gained more inches than his vertical this offseason. Because that thing got at least 3 extra inches on that hairline. If you know anything about LeBron James outside of basketball, it is that people kill him over his receding hairline. And when I mean receding, I mean like doing backflips from his eyebrows type receding. Like really, really bad. Like 75-year-old man receding. LeBron has that problem no more. LeBron James has done the unthinkable. People have been denying LeBron James' greatness since the day he came into the league. The first question about LeBron James was, can he live up to the hype? He did. Then the question was, can he build a winner in Cleveland? He did. Can he make game-winning shots? He did. Can he win championships? He has. There was only one thing left for LeBron to prove to you haters. Can you grow your hairline back, LeBron? And he did. This is the greatest comeback ever, because I was one of the people when this conversation was brought up that LeBron should just go bald. Michael Jordan's his idol. Michael Jordan's never had hair. Go bald, LeBron. Do the full MJ. Shave it all off. LeBron has defied the odds. LeBron's defied gravity. LeBron's defied father time. His hairline grew back. No one's ever seen a comeback like this in professional sports ever. I don't think any, it's so unexpected. It came out of left field. This is the best surprise I've seen on television since Janet Jackson's titty popped out at the Super Bowl halftime show. This is the best surprise I have seen in a very, 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 very long time. LeBron, I must admit, I didn't think you had it in you. I did not think that there was a hair clinic in the world that could fix what you had going on. That could take your hairline and put it back to where it was when you were 14 years old. You got the head of a new man. You have so many things to conquer now. If it was up to me, I would put LeBron James against ISIS. Hell, I would put LeBron James against the student loan deficit in this country. Because he can take over and dominate just about anything at this point. LeBron James has proven his superiority on and off the basketball court with this new revelation of his hairline. Could it be possible? Is it even in the realm of thought? Now sit down for this, because this might make you faint. You know how Michael Jordan's shoes made people believe that they could jump higher, that they could run faster, that they could play better basketball. Remember when the Nike Shox shoe had claimed, quote unquote, to give you extra inches on your vertical? Could it be possible that the LeBron 12 can restore hairlines? Because if it can, this shoe will be the most popular shoe at every over 30 men's rec league in the nation. This shoe will be the most popular shoe in the world in old men with male pattern baldness over 30. I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it right now. LeBron, you just won me over. You did. You did. I must admit, I'm a fan now. I mean, I'm not going to buy any Cleveland paraphernalia. I'm not going to go, I'm not that guy. I don't do that. I don't rock nothing that's not Chicago. So, I can't do that. But I will root for you now. I will not trade you on 2K. I won't do that anymore. I will not use you as a bargaining chip to get three players. Because you won me over. Now, the question is, the last question in this podcast, in regards to this topic. Will 2K, because the game is due to release in about a week, will the game have LeBron's new hairline or LeBron's old hairline? Stay tuned to find out on that, because the game comes out November 5th. Their game's already set. Now, I think with this challenge, he may have LeBron may have lowered the gauntlet to challenge other people to do other things that was once thought to be undoable. Can Kevin Durant now remove the acne from his face and head? LeBron got a new hairline. Why not? Can Kevin Hart now become tall? LeBron got a new hairline. I'm sure Kevin Hart can. Will 50 Cent be able to remove the bullets from being shot 9 times? LeBron got a new hairline. I'm sure 50 Cent can. Can OJ unstab those two people he killed in LA? No, he cannot. OJ is guilty. Even the LeBron shoe can't do that. Now, we're having fun. We're trying to lighten the mood up with what's been going on in sports lately. And by the way, there will be a picture of LeBron's old hairline in contrast with LeBron's new hairline on the podcast page. So make sure you check that out. We have something also on the lighter note here in the Kind of Sort of Sports Podcast. As you guys always know, you can always like the page on Facebook at Kind of Sort of Sports Podcast on Facebook. You can email me at the same title at gmail.com. Or you can always look me up on iTunes at John Brownest Podcast. Now, I want to talk about something that is still on the lighter side, but it's more of a I can't believe she went there. Now, if you are like me, you're a fan of the ladies. Hell, even ladies are a fan of the ladies. Jennifer Lopez's new video song with Iggy Azalea, anyway, called J-Lo Booty. I think that's the name of the song. I couldn't tell. I was looking at her ass. Here's the issue that I have with that video. That damn video is 15 years too late. Jennifer Lopez is 50 fucking years old. If she ain't 50, she 40. Either way, it's the same shit. Don't believe 50 to 30 is the new 50 or 50 new whatever the hell that saying is. It ain't. Okay? Jennifer Lopez should have made this video when she was 25 or 30. Don't make it now that you're 50, J-Lo. You can't. At some point, you have to let things go. She is at the point of desperation now, is that she's pulling the ripcord. She's about to hit the ground on her parachute. She is now pulling the emergency brake so she doesn't slam into the wall. She is now she's breaking the glass to get the fire extinguisher because shit's burning down. What's happening to you, Jennifer Lopez, is inevitable. It happens to all humans. You got old. And your last trump card was to make a video featuring your ass. I'm sorry. When I was 20 years old, 13 years ago, I was trying to get any angle at that possible. I saw Geely because I thought I was going to get a glimpse of Jennifer Lopez's ass. I did not. I was disappointed. I've gone back and watched the Fly Girls dance on In Living Color just to get a glimpse of J-Lo's booty. Now, 2014, when I don't care about it, here she comes trying to show it to me. Jennifer Lopez, no thank you. And the fact that you even rolled out old Tire Booty, Iggy Azalea, I call her Tire Booty because you can pump it up or you can deflate it because it's fake, even makes it funnier. I respect Jennifer Lopez's hustle. And I understand a lady's got bills to pay. I respect that about you, J-Lo. But you waited too long. You could have used those angles of your booty in 2003, and you wouldn't have to do that in 2014. Because now we don't care. Well, I don't care. You can let these other people on TV tell you, oh, you got to see this video. Because you do have to see it because it's laughable if you're over the age of 30. Because you believe, like I believe, you've waited forever to see that booty. A straight angle view of Jennifer Lopez's ass. And you never got it. And so you gave up on it. It was like that dream you had of being a fucking astronaut. You just you got 18 and you realize I cannot be an astronaut. I'm too lazy. That booty was once a dream I dreamed. That became a nightmare. That became a forgotten memory. And then it popped up on my computer screen today. And I am frustrated and I am disappointed that she has now wasted the idea of that booty on an actual shot of her booty. I'm disappointed in you, J-Lo, but I respect you. I respect you, even now, so that it appears that you don't even no longer respect yourself. I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. And as I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.